Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. And I know, it's been a long time coming for a new episode. it's just really, as a full-fledged adult, there are so many things that you need to keep on track of to keep yourself afloat, keeping yourself, keeping your head above water. And a lot of things recently that's been happening in my life is just a very bumpy ride, just trying to keep my relationships intact and trying to find fulfillment in the work that I do, and also still trying to be grateful and compassionate towards myself and grateful for the things that I've actually achieved. And looking back and reflecting on it, this has been the only moment that I have found solace in trying to slow down and appreciate what I've done and where I've come from and where I am today. So in these coming episodes, I'll be actually talking about a series of moving away, the reasons why I did move away, and the story of getting into that, and also the lessons that I've learned along the way, the things that made it fun, the things that made it scary, the things that made it lonely, and to the things that made it difficult to keep moving on. But, here we are, keep fighting and hopeful and strong and resilient as we go through the challenges of life, because there's always going to be challenges and it will never get easier, but we just get stronger. As I go through this episode, looking back, I had a few things that pushed me to move away from the Philippines, it's not because I hated being with my family. It's not because I hated the Philippines and my life there. It was more like I wanted to experience a whole new different world. I was like Ariel or Jasmine, who wants to see a whole different world, to be a part of a world that's different from the world that I used to know. And it was more out of my curiosity about myself, if I could do it, like the faith in myself and that confidence in myself, if I could do it and make it out alive in somewhere else. And I think the biggest things that urged me to do this was the vacation that my family and I took. So our parents brought us to the States. We had a vacation in the States. We went to LA, San Francisco, and then New York. And they gave me a chance to stay there for at least 6 months and experience the life there. And that was such an eye-opening experience for me, because I wasn't just a tourist anymore for a while. I had to see that place in a whole different lens, trying to find a new routine, organize myself, trying to open myself up to new people and make connections and build genuine friendships. And in that experience, I felt that I was able to do it, that I was able to open up my horizons in a global way, that I felt so good about myself. And I felt so good about discovering those parts of myself that I could call brave, resilient, and actually quite confident in himself. And I was so proud of myself, and I felt that if I could do it then at a younger age, I could probably still do it sometime. So when I got back after that trip, I had decided that I would find a path that would get me out of the country, a path that would actually lead me to a residency somewhere else, because that's what I wanted to do. That's what I want to feel, to build a new life from somewhere I didn't have connections with, to build a part of myself in that particular country or part of the world. And here I am, I'm in Australia doing my studies as an early childhood educator. And the way that I got to this was, when I got back home, I had to lock down on the things that I've been trying to do, or what I've been trying to do. And I was never really like anyone who had one thing that they wanted to be growing up. I never really knew what I wanted to do as my job. So when I got back home from that trip, I had to reflect and really take a break and rethink my direction in life and see where I wanted to go. And suddenly I had an inkling of trying to go to teach in a preschool, and I applied for a job in the Philippines as a preschool teacher. And it went great, swimmingly, and it was beautiful, and it made me feel alive and like passionate about educating children and being with children, being a part of their lives as someone who is secure and someone who is trying to continually work on themselves and give their best selves with the children. And that has been my driving force to you know, move forward with my career. I even decided to study a certificate in teaching, making sure that I have all the tools and the knowledge to do so as I do my teaching. And with that, I've also already opened up the ideas of moving away to study as an international student, learning a different childcare certificate or diploma. And I researched and looked at the things that I agree with, the philosophies that I want to learn. And then I checked out Australia and New Zealand and the framework, the early years learning framework from Australia got me like inspired to move to Australia because of their learning framework of being, belonging, and becoming. The idea and belief that we respect the children to be who they are, just being who they are and making sure they feel like they belong, and that we encourage and nurture who they're becoming. And that for me is something that I've been working on with myself, and I definitely wanted to do that and learn more about that, how I could actually develop a skill to bring that to the lives of children. And that got me where I am today, and it's really just a beautiful thing. And I think the biggest things that inspired me to make this decision real was I had a friend who moved here first, and she said it was beautiful and I'd love it there, and you know, I'd love it here in Melbourne. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll definitely give it a shot. Because of the strength and the courage that I had from my my previous trip, I had just the guts to just present to my dad, like, this is what I want to do and this is where I want to go, and if you could provide for me as I try this part of my life, I would love for you to help me out. And my parents agreed, and they were so happy, and they were very supportive as I made my decision. And although that they were very supportive, I still felt immense pressure to move through with it. And up until now, I still kind of feel that pressure, but I know that they love me, and I know that they're very proud of me, and I am very proud of myself as well. And I'm sure my younger self would have been, but I hold myself accountable so much for the decisions that I've been making, and just doing that now makes me feel like I have grown up so much, and I'm proud of that part. Anyway, so there are many challenges, you know, that I kind of like faced, or many things that have delayed my move. One was COVID, and it was such a moment of uncertainty because the borders weren't open, but I have my visa and I was ready to go and leave, but I couldn't. So I had to make do with what I had when I was there waiting, doing some teaching, doing some side gigs, doing everything I could to just keep myself occupied and fulfilled and waiting for that moment to be able to move. And I almost gave up, but I held on, and here I am. Things have changed, and I'm very, very happy about that. And my initial expectations, you know, like before moving anyway and deciding to do that, I actually had to prepare myself to understand the struggles that comes along with moving away from your home country. I had to reflect on that, how I could actually maintain my optimistic spirit and my passionate fighting spirit as I go through a place without anyone much of I know, and leaving all the things that I knew back home, leaving my family, leaving everything. And it was a big step, but I was more excited and more thrilled than scared for what might come and what might be. And I just did it. So the expectations were, I really knew how it was going to be so lonely and difficult at the beginning, how financially it's not going to be the best, like I would have to forget the way that I used to live back at home. And I knew that I would struggle mentally, missing my family, missing my friends, missing milestones. And that's when it actually hits me that I had to work on harder with my relationships and friendships, and checking on with people and just being a part of their lives. But those were the challenges that I expected from moving. But to be fair, I did not expect how hard it was going to hit me. And I remember the first time that I felt that kind of heaviness was probably after a year. The initial excitement and shock left me after a year, and I'm kind of like, wow, I'm really here. There's no turning back, and I really got to keep moving forward. So there was so much of a change, like the culture shock that came here as well. Like when I moved to Australia, I didn't really know anything about Australia much. Like it was my first time being in Australia, first time being in Melbourne. I've just heard Melbourne, Brisbane, and Sydney in like airports where when my family would go home from New Zealand or London that they'll probably stop over at these airports, but I've never really known Australia. So the culture shock there was just intense. Like there were things that they were saying that I never used before, like how you going and Arvo and so many other things. And they also have like tea and all that. It was quite different to the culture that I used to know. Like those are the things that made me like in shock of a lot of things, and especially how schooling is here, what they call their prom. It's kind of like formal. Like I've understood that we in the Philippines were like really raised with American culture that I don't really know about much of Australian culture. And as I, you know, as I grew accustomed to those cultures and be a part of this place, I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed their culture so much. It was such a warm culture that I've seen. There's still ugly parts of it, but there are parts that mostly these parts in Australia are quite good. I really find how different it is. I really find that difference is so good. That's what I meant. Yeah. That a lot more warmer than I thought they would be, which is great. And the way that I navigated these cultural differences was mostly just, you know, being open to it, always being respectful about different cultures and trying to educate myself with a lot of things that's coming along and asking genuine questions and learning about different people are the ways that I navigated my culture shock and the cultural differences within a foreign environment. And also the way that I decided, no, I didn't really know how to make friends. Like I honestly, as an adult, I forgot how to make friends, but I just did. I just knew how instinctively, I guess as humans, we all are social beings and we all would find a common ground and find a way to actually build a connection and friendship with other people in a foreign environment. So I just literally wore my heart on my sleeve, just was like, yes, I'm Adrian, I'm new here. I was proud that I was new here. I was proud that I was just like getting through all this, and I'm proud that I'm going through this journey. And I made friends along the way. Like I didn't know how it all started. I would try to recall moments, but it was all just like a click. We just probably laughed at one joke and we probably figured out that we liked something in common, and we kept going and going. And just, I also was brave enough now to actually ask like, hey, would you want to go out, initiating a conversation, initiating a hangout? And I wasn't afraid and like ashamed of that, because I knew I was in a place where I really didn't know much of anyone, and I just went for it and I kept going. So yeah. The emotional part of it has been so scary and difficult, just because it was also hard to deal with homesickness, loneliness, and the self-doubt of actually going through this. I had doubted myself so many times because I thought, I prepared myself for this hardship. I prepared myself for this feeling of loneliness and being homesick. And I remember feeling the first time, or like the first time I'm feeling homesick, was Christmas of last year, of 2022, when it actually hit me that, hey, I'm not with my family celebrating a holiday that I really like, you know, Christmas, and celebrating it with family and the people that you love. And also, I didn't get to spend Halloween with my friends. So there were a lot of things that I used to celebrate that I didn't really get to celebrate as the way that I used to celebrate it, which was a very heavy moment for me to understand that I've actually left those parts of me at home, and I have to make new memories and I have to make new traditions and celebrate it in new ways in this place, in this country that I choose to make a life in. And I've met like the love of my life, and he's amazing, and he's just allowed me to explore like that softer side of me and made me feel secure and safe, which is really beautiful. But see, I didn't even know how I was so capable of that in such a short amount of time. And I am like so grateful. So I don't really know how I got through these homesickness, loneliness, overcoming self-doubt. Like, I doubted myself also going through this. Maybe that I made the wrong choice. Like, I just wanted to go home. There were moments that I doubted myself and said, maybe financially I can't do this. Maybe I don't have the skill to stay here. Maybe I don't have, like, the heart to actually fight this fight. And there are so many moments that I wanted to give up, but I did not. And the ways that I went through it, or like the strategies that helped me overcome those moments and maintain my momentum moving forward, was the goals that I had for myself. Like, I focused on bettering myself in my career. I focused on finishing my assignments, or and focused on my body as well, and my health, and tried to just shift my focus into improving myself and bettering myself as I go through, and also allowing myself to feel those emotions. I recognized my emotions. I acknowledged my homesickness, my loneliness, and my self-doubt, like facing them in the mirror and say, yep, I got those, and how am I gonna go do this? To counter all of those, I really just say taking action is the best strategy that I put out there to overcome this. You know, I just went on and did things. I just went on and chased new experiences, went on building relationships with people, and I just faced it head on, never looking back, because I know that I can't look back anymore. I can look back, but I cannot go back. So I had to just keep moving forward, just taking action and allowing myself to feel those, but saying, yep, we got to get back up and keep going. And there were a lot, like, I guess the anxiousness of getting into a new country and finding a job as a student and making sure that you balance your life were the biggest things that I was scared of. So I remember, like, coming here, not knowing anybody, not much, but I did have one friend that I knew, and she helped me out so much to find a new place and everything. So I had to go through my room, like the room that I rented when I moved here, and they helped me out. They were lovely, a lovely Filipino family, and they helped me out. They told me where to go and find a job. And for me as a person, I didn't really mind what job I'll get. I was just applying for job after job in shopping centers, and I was just so scared not having a job. Like, the biggest anxiety then was not having a job in the first month or the first 2 months, just because I need a job to maintain, like, my life, to at least allow me to survive, you know, comfortably as I do my studies. And I don't know, I was just hopeful that I would. And I got a job in less than a month, and I got it at Telstra. I was just giving out resumes and was eager, and was just, you know, I was in a, what do you call that attitude? That, whatever attitude, it's an attitude. I was just like a fighter attitude, like, let's keep going, we got this, and I will keep going and apply and apply. And sometimes I wouldn't be called at all and whatnot, but I was able to get a job at Telstra, and I was hired on the spot. This booty thing really just, you know, showed the best parts of myself and really put my best foot forward in that interview. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed working at Telstra. And from Telstra, I have met someone who used to work in a childcare, and then she recommended me to a childcare. And here I am. I'm working in the field that I'm supposed to be in, learning and growing in my career, which is a really good thing. But there are so many scary moments when I didn't have a job, or when I wouldn't get a shift as a casual in Telstra, of how to manage my finances. So I was really looking through the best ways that I could manage my money and where I could go shop properly. So those were my strategies also in managing my finances, and also, like, having that time for myself and my studies and focusing on work. So it was a beautiful, I just felt like the transition that I had here was a beautiful transition. And I thank the universe for that, for having my back and providing me the courage and the strength to actually keep going and put my best foot forward and not be afraid of, like, the failures and the rejections of it. So that's how I manage, first of all, my, you know, job search process. And also then, as I found my job, I did try to sort out, like, how much I'm gonna earn, like, this. That's how I manage my finances. So I do get my budget at every fortnight. I send it and divide it into two of the things that I need to pay. And I make sure that I pay my bills first before I save up money or before I put it in allowances. So I was just living off of thrifted clothes and walking to my job and either and bought a bike and whatsoever. And I was just really saving up money and staying at home and doing inexpensive things like walking to the park or just walking around the mall, the shopping town or shopping center, and just window shopping and sometimes buying inexpensive stuff. So there are many things that I did to actually manage my expenses, and I'm still doing that now. Like, I just added a few things like the gym, the nails and the lashes and all that, but they were because of like how I progressed in advance with my job that I was able to still get all the fun perks and figure out how to manage my finances properly so that I could live within my means and actually enjoy my part of life. So yeah, I had my budget. So that's how I budgeted. My financial management is like, when you get your pay, put it in a savings. So you pay first the bills, make sure you've allocated for the bills, and then you put some in your savings, and then you give yourself like a certain allowance for that fortnight. And then if you got other things that you need to pay for in the coming months, like I had to pay for my tuition fee and I had to pay for all that, I put it away. Like, okay, tuition fee for the next 3 months is 1,875, something like that. And I would put like every fortnight a denomination for that amount until I get to the moment that I need to pay it. At least I've gotten it saved and I've gotten it there, and I don't really need to worry about it. So financial management is a must, you guys. And as I go through this, you know, like realizing this and looking back at it, there's so many experiences that contributed to my personal growth and self-discovery. I think I've discovered that I am a very expressive person when it comes to my clothes. I like to have my moments of serenity walking around the parks doing my gym workouts. And I've also discovered that I am actually brave enough to meet new people and face new challenges and just challenge myself further and further. And I also understood how I am such a soft person emotionally, and I just am learning how to express that more and tap into that more as I move through. And I am so grateful for these moments because it has showed me a lot of who I never thought I was. And all the things that I thought, like, I thought I was not confident, I thought I was not able to do like a good job in my career, or I wasn't such a great teacher because I didn't have the bachelor's for it, it changed because I can see the drive in me and the passion in me to keep going, not just for anyone else, but for myself, to live a life that I am very proud of. So summarizing all that, it's a long, long process. And I feel like in the next episodes, I want to dive deep into like how these experiences have shaped me. What are the things that I've learned about making friends and the biggest issues about like financial management and how I struggled with it, and also my time management. There's so many things that you would like think about when you move abroad. But the general idea right now for me is, as I look back on it and reflect on it, moving away for me has been such a, you know, thrilling experience, a scary experience, but an experience that I feel like it's worth it for me to go through. And I acknowledge the growth that I had to embrace because I just had to grow up. So if you're anyone who's trying to decide to move away abroad and everything, just think about it. Just think about how you could prepare yourself for all the things that you could face, and work on sharpening your mind and your heart as you go through it, and finding the moments where you could hype up yourself again and say you got this. Because when you're in here, when you're trying and when you're doing all that you can to make a life for yourself, it's never going to be easy, and it's always going to be challenging, and you're always going to doubt yourself, but you got to keep going. Because honestly, you're doing this for you and you got to keep going for yourself. And yeah, so if you have any stories and challenges about moving abroad or questions, you can ask me out in the Spotify questions as well. But don't forget to follow my Instagram, adrian.drte. Oh, I think it's adrian_drte. Look at me, I don't even know my Instagram. Or like my Instagram, Adrian Lim, like my Instagram, my Facebook, Adrian Lim Duarte. But anyway, I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to me, and I hope to see you in my next episode with this Adrian from Love, Growth, and Freedom.